That's 107.7. It's KC Drive right here with me, Brad. It's So Serious, and it's by Sam Smith. Joining me on the line now, as promised and as seen on Facebook, is Dingaan Morupane, who is the Deputy Dean of Teaching and Learning at the Independent Institute of Education's Rosebank College. Now, with the release, of course, of the matric midterm results, many grade 12s are taking stock of the academic journey so far. But how can these results become a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block on the road to the finals? Mr. Morupane is here to help us unpack how matrics can use these results as a guide to chart away their final exam success. Dingaan, thank you so much for hanging out on KC Drive. Thanks for joining us. Lovely to have you. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon, Brett, and thank you for hosting me in your drive show this afternoon, and greetings to your listeners.
It is an absolute pleasure. How's your Monday been coming out of the weekend?
It's been hectic, Brett. Mondays are always busy.
Yes, I can imagine. This is just one of the things that makes it even busier. Hey? I hope it's one of the last working things for the day, though. Is it?
Not yet. Actually, I think it's the third on my list.
Okay, is it? So there's still more to come.
There is.
Yeah, we'll make this conversation available as a podcast on our app so that you guys can go and listen to it again and share it with your friends and family. You can even download it as an MP3 audio file and then share it with your friends and family like that. That's the luxury that you have with the KC107.7 app that you can download from the App Store. If you have an iPhone, you go to the App Store, you punch in KC107.7, download, install, and register. If you have an Android phone, you go to the Google Play Store and you do exactly the same. Don't forget to register. Mr. Morupane, let's get into it. Many matrics are receiving their midterm results right now. So how should learners interpret these results? Are they a warning sign, or do you see it as a tool of growth?
Yeah, Brett, I think learners should view their mid-year results not as a verdict, but as a valuable checkpoint. You know, these results provide a snapshot of their academic performance up to date, highlighting both strengths and weaknesses. Rather than being a warning sign alone, they should be actually seen as a tool for growth, a chance to assess goals, refine strategies, and take corrective steps before their final year exams by the end of the year.
Now, when you look at disappointment, it's a very real and a raw feeling for some students whose marks didn't meet expectations, because we all have expectations. So what kind of advice do you have for learners that are struggling with motivation or anxiety after seeing their marks, Dingaan?
Agreed, Brad. Disappointments are like a natural feeling. But I think it's important that learners don't remain stuck in that mindset and in that feeling. The key is to acknowledge the disappointment, but avoid internalizing it as a failure. I think one of the things that they need to understand is they've walked quite a mile in terms of their high school, you know, learning. They must almost look at this as a marathon. This is the last lap that they've got, because now it's grade 12. They've written exams before. I'm sure they had, you know, not done, you know, quite well in their previous grades, but look where they are right now. So it's quite important that they maintain a perspective. There's still ample opportunity for them to improve their performance. And what is more critical, Brett, is that they need to practice what I call self-care. They still need to sleep well, eat healthy, maintain a positive mindset, and, you know, enjoy one of their hobbies like sports or exercise regularly. Reflect on the performance that they've achieved up to date. Set small, achievable goals to rebuild confidence gradually. Importantly, learners should stay focused on their long-term goals. It's not about these mid-year results. It's about the opportunity to pass matric with good grades that can allow them for further studies into universities.
What are some of the other steps or key steps that you can still share with us? Because we know that, that you know, the press release that you guys sent, it talks about creating a strategy to success. So what are some of the other key steps, Dingaan, that you would recommend that learners take between now and the finals to improve their performance?
Thank you, Brett. I'm just going to speak to a couple of them quite quickly.
Yeah.
The first one is reflecting on performance. As I mentioned earlier on, they need to analyze the subject-specific marks to identify where they've gone wrong and which areas require further improvement. They need to set realistic goals. Use midterm results as a benchmark to define targets for finals. And they need to create a detailed study plan and prioritize, you know, those areas that require further improvement, reinforce strengths, and use active learning, you know, teaching a concept to a peer, practicing under a timed condition. I see some learners write into their favorite spot, either it's in the bedroom or in the front of the, you know, a fridge. Let them continue doing that. Improving exam technique. In some cases, when they reflect on their performance of these mid-year results, it might not necessarily because of, you know, they didn't know the content, but maybe they've run out of time because they didn't manage their time very well. So improving exam techniques is quite critical. Use past papers to practice pacing, structuring answers, avoiding common mistakes like misreading questions. You know, I think those are the few that I just want to mention at this point, Brett.
Excellent stuff, Dingaan. Thank you for that. Now, support seems to play a very big role, obviously, in this process. So what role can, you know, for the parents that are listening now, the thousands that are listening, the teachers, and even online resources play in helping learners bounce back stronger, Dingaan?
Great. For teachers, I think it's important that they need to also reflect on the performance of these learners, because this is an opportunity to clarify difficult concepts, provide additional support and resources, and help track progress. Parents and guardians, they need to continue offering emotional support, can help create a conducive study environment. If you know that your child in the afternoon, they need to do certain things, support them in everything that they need to do so that the environment becomes conducive for their learning. In terms of online resources, Brad, there's quite a lot of free material, free tutorials, past exam papers, subject-specific videos that provide access and targeted assistance that could also be utilized. I'm encouraging learners to ask for help as early as possible and to engage even in collaborative learning environments such as study groups, which can make a significant difference. You know, when you learn from a peer, when you learn from a group of students, it does help you learn better.
Mm. Mr. Dingaan Modupane, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, if only for a few minutes, though, and for having this empowering and educational conversation. We really appreciate your time on today's KC Drive Show, and we wish you and your team everything the best for the rest of the year. We'll check in with you guys soon again.
Thank you, Brett. And I just want to say this in closing. I want to remind learners that a journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first step, and they should see this mid-year results as an opportunity to reset, refocus, and take purposeful steps towards realizing the academic goals. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you, Dingaan. Have a wonderful day further. All the best, saying bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, wonderful conversation. The real conversations this afternoon on the KC Drive Show with me, Brad. I want to say thank you again to Dingaan Modupane for joining me over the phone. Dingaan, of course, the Deputy Dean of Teaching and Learning at the Independent Institute of Education's Rosebank College. To each and every one of our matrics that are listening, your midterm results is not the final chapter, guys. They're the checkpoint that can help you finish strong. So stay focused, stay positive, and remember, success in finals starts today.